Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusimano is on the phone with us. He is live from the Enterprise Center. Frank, it's do or die tonight for the Blues.
Yeah, and if you want to play a game in a do or die situation, if you're the Blues, you want to play it in this building, Mike, where they've won 14 in a row. They haven't lost here since February 22nd. So their confidence level has to feel good when they're driving to this building tonight.
You know, Ethan and I are just excited about the fact that not only is this a big Game 6, but John Gruden's supposed to be in the building tonight.
Yeah, it is just the weirdest relationship of all time.
Totally. But it's awesome.
I mean, first of all, John Gruden with hockey is strange.
It
John
is.
John Gruden with St. Louis is strange. But they just sent him some gear, and he kind of liked it. And then he started giving these motivational texts on social media. And they've invited him to come to the game. Let me tell you, the last game, game four here, I don't know if I've heard the crowd louder before the game than when we had Pat Maroon fire up the crowd with a beer in his hand.
That was awesome.
Could come close. I imagine it's got to be him. Now, they like to put a former player in there. All I know is that somewhere, sometime, he's going to be up on the Jumbotron and people are going to go crazy.
Frank, obviously, Game 5 was not pretty. We're putting that one behind us. What does St. Louis have to do tonight to not revert back to any of the play style from that 5-3 loss a couple of nights ago?
Well, I think, you know, traffic in front of the net, and that seems like it's almost a cliche in the NHL, but that's what it's about. Traffic in front of the net. That's what happened with the Jets. That's why they won Game 5. That's why, you know, the Blues scored a couple of goals on that, too, with Nathan Walker. So, and I think they got, you know, it's like all these little things. Like, there were a couple of times where Colton Parayko and another defenseman allowed a Jets player to have, like, free reign in front of Jordan Binnington. So you got to pay attention. So I think that's going to be the key here tonight. I feel good about this game, but I will say this. 26 times in the history of the Blues, they've been in this situation where they were down 3-2. 22 of those times, they lost the series. So the odds are certainly not with them. And we have to remember, we're playing against the President's Trophy-winning team. They were the best team in hockey over a five-month period. What we have going for us tonight is between the pipes. We have a guy in Jordan Binnington who doesn't get rattled, who plays better on big stages. And the last time I looked at Connor Hellebuck in this building, well, he gave up 11 goals on 43 shots in games 3 and 4 and finished neither one of them. So I like our matchup in goal.
Frank, you kind of answered my next question. I mean, obviously we know that Winnipeg is without Mark Scheifele after that big hit that he took in Game 5, but they got Nicholas Ehlers coming back tonight, so perhaps those offset, but you mentioned the big name for St. Louis to watch. Is that who you're going with, Jordan Binnington, as the player to keep an eye on tonight for St. Louis?
Yeah, and I also want to say this, too, is Jordan Kyrou has been quiet this series. And, you know, for a long time, we wanted to blame in St. Louis Jordan Kyrou for everything. Crime, potholes, traffic. And what does the guy do? He scores close to 40 goals. He's an unbelievable player. He's been a little quiet in this series. It would not shock me, and I'm not sure how healthy he is, but it would not shock me if he has a big game tonight. But Binnington, obviously, is the most important player. He always is.
You know, we talk about the President's Trophy winner and all that stuff, but I seem to remember a Los Angeles Kings team way back when the Blues were the President's Trophy winner, and they kicked our butts and went on to win a Stanley Cup. Am I remembering history correctly?
Well, yeah. And in fact, to add to this is that the last time a President's Trophy winning team actually won the Stanley Cup was the 2012-2013 Chicago Blackhawks team. So a lot of times teams that win it, they don't make long playoff runs. So that's a positive thing for the Blues.
So, Frank, I've only got about a minute left here, but I'm going to assume you're a Kentucky Derby kind of guy.
Well, yeah, I worked in Lexington for about 6 years. So I've been at a couple of derbies and loved being up there Derby week, with the sun rising, with the Twins fires in the background. It's really just a really cool event.
Do you have a favorite horse that's going to be in this, or are you just a fan of the pomp and circumstance that goes along with the whole event?
I have not followed it as closely this year like I should. I got a great friend named Kenny Rice who's going to be on the broadcast for NBC, and I usually text him the night before, who should I bet on, and he gives me a good idea.
That's awesome. Hey, Frank, bring home a winner for us tonight, man. I like our chances tonight. I just hope we get to a Game 7, and that way we live to fight another day, right?
That would be awesome. Guys, you have a great night. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Frank.
That is KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusumano.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.